Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever this video is finding you today. My name is Alexis and I'm the children's pastor at our Carlsbad campus, and I am so happy to be here with you all. So I love pictures. Like, I love to take pictures. I love looking at pictures. I love my house to be full of pictures, not just random, but like of my family and friends. And like, I just think it's the most special thing ever. And I love photos so much, I'm going to be vulnerable right now. I'm going to tell you guys how many photos I actually have on my phone. Are you ready for this? I have 25,726 photos on my phone. Now, some of you probably have more than that, which is crazy, but I love photos. And the reason I love photos so much is because to me, they're little memories. I have two little girls and I want to remember everything. I want to remember what their hair looks like. I want to remember what their faces look like and the funny things they wear. I want videos of them talking to hear the funny things they say. I just think that having those memories and things to remember stuff that happened in my life is so important. And there's a story in the Bible that kind of is similar to this, a symbol of remembrance of something that happened. And I want to talk about that a little bit today. So in Joshua, the Israelites are traveling through the wilderness, 40 years, we know the story, trying to get to the promised land. And they came to the Jordan River. It was raging, it was full, they had to cross over, and the only way was through the river. So God had the men stand in the water with the Ark of the Covenant, and it split the water, and they were able to cross on dry land. Crazy, right? So once they got to the other side, God told Joshua to have 12 men go back to the water and grab 12 stones and to bring them out and to set them as like a monument for the people to remember. And in Joshua chapter 4, it says in verse 20, it says, Joshua set up at Gilgal the 12 stones that they had taken out of the Jordan. In verse 21, it says, he said to the Israelites, in the future, when your descendants ask their fathers, what do these stones mean? Tell them that Israel crossed the Jordan on dry ground, for the Lord your God dried up the Jordan before you until he had crossed over. He did this so that all the people of the earth might know that the hand of God is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God. And what I love about this is that God, so many times in the Bible, tells people to remember his goodness, his faithfulness. And I think for us, especially in this time of the year when it gets so crazy busy with the holidays and we're excited for next year and all the things that are to come, we're making our New Year's resolutions, planning for change. I think all of those things are so important, but I also think it's so important for us to look back at the year we just came from and to look for the faithfulness of God and to remember what he did in our lives, to see the things that he has done in our life, to see the things that he's done in the people around us, and to remember his faithfulness. Because not only is it important to our faith, not only is it important to the people who are watching our faith, but I think it's so important for whatever we're going to face next year to have a firm understanding of who our God is and what he has already done for us. This year for me, the word faithful has been huge in my life. I've been through a lot. I've seen other people go through a lot. And just seeing the hand of God at work has been so powerful for me. And now I know whatever happens next year in 2023, I'm ready. I know that my God is faithful. I know that my God will take care of me and my family and provide. And so I think it's so important for us to look back and remember those things. And maybe you need to do something, some sort of memorabilia or a picture or something like that to help you remember who he is and how faithful he is to you. Now, for those of you who maybe feel like God isn't faithful, maybe you have been waiting this whole year for God to show up and to see his faithfulness at work, and you feel like you haven't, I want to encourage you to start with gratitude. I think that a heart that is grateful and a heart that is full of gratitude, I think when we are in that place, we will see God and we will see the things that he has really done for us. So I would encourage you to start there. And for the rest of us, let's remember God and his faithfulness as we move into this next year. I hope that was encouraging to you. Have a great day, and we'll see you next time.